Welcome to Not a Novice, a time of refreshing and upliftment through the unfailing word of God with Bishop Victor Collins of Sabre. Bishop Collins is the Bishop of the Good Shepherd Church, a dynamic church located in Canal No. 2 Polder, West Bank Demerara, with branches all over Guyana. Now, here is the message.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, what a blessing it is to come your way this morning, this afternoon, with the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness towards us. We pray that, Lord, you will speak to our hearts, affect our lives, and that you will not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I wanna introduce something to you before I preach today. And what I want to introduce to you is a library of books. A library of books. Okay. There's a man of God, great man of God, my father in the ministry. He's called Dag Heward Mills. Dag Heward Mills. And he has written over 100 books, and then 40 million of that is in print. 100 books and 40 million in print. We have here in Guyana 50 of the books and some other titles as well. And it's a whole package, very nicely, neatly packed. And I want to encourage you to get one for yourself if you are serious in ministry. If you are somebody who oversees churches, somebody who is planting a church, somebody who is starting a church, whatever church area you are involved in, I think this library of books will be a blessing to you. It is called the Makarios Library. Makarios is a Hebrew word that means blessed or blessed. And I believe that this library is going to bless your life. In the library, you have books like The Anointing and the Presence, Faith Secrets, Why Few Are Chosen. You know, the Bible says that many are called. And this one, there's a book that's called Why Few Are Chosen. You get it? The Gift of Government is a very thick book for governmental ministries, apostolic ministries. You know, as your apostle, you have a few churches, 10 churches, 15 churches, or you oversee a whole denomination of churches. You need this book. I'm telling you, my brother, you need this book, The Gift of Government. It's very, very fantastic. You have a book on enlargement secrets. Secrets to be enlarged. There's a book on Stir It Up. Stir It Up. Stir up the gift of God in you. There are many people who are gifted, but the gifts and the graces are dormant. They are not working. This book will help you to stir up the gift of God in your life. It's a book here called Those Who Are Offended. Those Who Are Offended. I mean, offenses. Jesus said, offense will come, but woe to him through whom the offense comes. Offense is a very serious, dirty thing in life. You can, when you are offended, you can move into all kinds of things, especially in a church. People leave the church because they are offended. People don't talk to people in because they are offended. All kinds of things ensue from offense. And so, it's a book that will bless your heart. There's another book here called If You Love the Lord. If you love the Lord. The Bible says the greatest commandment in the scripture is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. You get it? And so if you love the Lord, what would you do? This book, beautiful book, explains some of the things you would do if you love the Lord. And if you love your wife, there are things you do, isn't it? If you love your husband, there are things you do. If you love the church, there are things you do. If you love your country, there are things you do. If you love the community, there are things you do. If you love God, there are also things that you do. That's also a very, very wonderful book. It will bless your life. Those who honor you, those who honor you. Honor is very, very important. The Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, that it shall be well with thee. Honor thy father and thy mother, it shall be well with thee. That's also part of the Makarios Library. It's going to be blessed. It's going to bless your life. So call 614-7909. 614-7909, and then you will be guided as to how to acquire a copy of the library of 50 books. I'm telling you, it's going to bless your heart. This afternoon, we are on how you can be wise as a serpent. And today, I want to minister on serpents as masters of contentment. Serpents or snakes as masters of contentment. Masters of contentment. Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. Many people are not content in life. In Ghana, we say contented, isn't it? We say contented, which is also good. Creolese, contented. You get it? Many people are not content. Many people are not grateful. Many people are not happy with their state, even though they have something, even though they have acquired something, even though God has done something. They are not contented. And so today we are learning, we're going to go through snakes. You remember we're doing the anatomy of the snake, isn't it? Anatomy of the snake. The snake is a very content animal. Do you understand? Now, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12. Philippians chapter 4 verse 12. The New International Version says that, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, whether living in plenty or in want. That is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12. Now, if you look at what the King James will say, that I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I know how. He says, I am content, isn't it? It is the same to me if I am looked down on or honored. Everywhere in all things, I have the secret of how to be full and how to go without food. That is what the Bible in basic English says, but the New International Version says it quite better. I'm content. Content. To be content means to be satisfied, isn't it? To be satisfied, to be okay. I'm looking for anything extra or too much. I'm good, isn't it? Now, serpents are wise because they are content with very little. They are content with very little. You know, most of us do not live with the wisdom of the serpent, who is content with very little. You see, when I saw a snake in the sands of the desert, I wondered what a snake would eat and how it would be able to survive in the Sahara Desert. You get it? If you see a snake in the Sahara Desert, you wonder, what does a snake eat in a sandy place like the Sahara? I mean, the Sahara Desert is a part of Africa, a very huge part of central to western Africa that is full of sand. I mean, miles and miles of dry sand. You can imagine, it's like, it's not even the Linden Suzdijk Highway where the sand is. It's not even, you have even trees and grass. So, but the Sahara Desert, there's no tree. Maybe the cactus. But it's dry. It's like a sea. It's like you're on a river, big river. You get it? And if you see a snake there, you wonder, what is this snake going to eat? You know, amazingly, the serpent is able to stay in the dry and Sahara Desert as well as in the cold, icy snow of the Arctic Circle.
The first question what comes to mind is, what food would a snake eat? You know, some snakes can eat once a year or once every few months. A snake, can you believe it? A snake eats once a year or once every few months. Do you think that we can survive? I mean, if you eat chicken once every few months, you'll struggle. I mean, some people eat rice every day. If you eat rice every 3 months, will you not start complaining? Will it not be a problem? Will it not be an issue? Will God be happy with you when you are when you eat rice once a month or once every 3 weeks? Or maybe you never go to the restaurant. Some of you, if you don't go to the restaurant for the whole year, or maybe your anniversary is not celebrated, or your birthday is not celebrated, it's a big deal. It's a big problem. You get it? But some snakes can eat once a year or once every few months. I mean, how many of us can do that? So not having to eat very often is one of the keys to the success of snakes everywhere. You see, there are people who are not able in life to, to move forward because they want to eat rice every day. They want to eat chow mein every day. What does that mean? Is it, if you want to achieve a lot of things in life, you will have to learn how to be content with just something little. Something little to just fill your stomach. You get it? Something little. I mean, if you want to buy, you're doing a project, you want to buy a car, or you want to build a house, sometimes you need to cut down on meat and eat what you call, is it Aitor? Aitor, they call it. Or shine rice. Something very basic. Why? Because you are content with the little food because of the project that you are going to embark on. Because of how you want to buy a car, cash down. How you want to buy a TV, cash down. How you want to buy a land without having to struggle and all of that. If you want to undergo some of these things, you will need to learn how to abase and how to abound. Are you with me? Snakes are masters of contentment because with very little, they are able to live for many years. An anaconda can swallow a rabbit or can swallow a deer or can swallow an acre, and then he's there for how many years? How many months? He's cool for several months. Cool for several months. Are you there? And that is what we have to learn to do. You get it? That you should be content with your salary. Hey, many people are not content with their salary. I'm telling you. Many people fight. Many people change jobs. Many people cuss at the workplace because they think that what they are earning is too little bit. Challenge, somebody doesn't earn what you earn. Somebody even doesn't have a job. Somebody is home sending applications all over. Nobody responds to them. You got a job. You earned something. And you are still not contented. Oh, what a beautiful life. What a beautiful world. You get it? You see, snakes don't have to eat often and need a 20th of the food of warm-blooded mammals their size. They need just a 20th of the food of warm-blooded mammals their size. A little bit. Can you survive on a little bit? Can you? A little bit of salary? A little bit of food? Some people, if you have to buy a bag of tennis roll and you finish it, 5 loaves of tennis roll bread, you eat out and you are still not content. You eat out. You are still not okay. You eat out. You are still not happy. You want to eat five bags of tennis roll in the morning. And you want to eat rice and chicken, big plate in the afternoon. In the evening, you want to eat chow mein. Ah! That is why you don't have anything in life. That's why you are sponging on people. That's why you don't have any project. That's why you can't afford a vehicle. That's why you can't afford to build a house. Because all your investments are in your stomach. And you are not happy. Can you imagine? A bowl of rice, if you buy it from wherever, it's almost equal. If you buy rice outside with drink and all of it, it's almost equal to a sack of cement. And so, can you imagine a sack of cement you have in your stomach?
your five rows of five balls of tennis roll, your fried rice and pot roast chicken in the afternoon, your chow mein that you have in the evening. That's about three sacks of cement. that's a wall. That's a plastering of a whole 10x12 wall that you have in your stomach.
You have to be content. Sometimes you have to just eat maybe one meal a day, just so that you can have money for other things. Or maybe a little, not the five loaves of or a bag of tennis roll, but maybe one with a cup of tea. And then you're good to go. And then you skip lunch. And then in the evening, you eat something. So when I say you skip lunch, so, well, somebody in the studio is looking at me. Said, it's like, Bishop, how can I skip lunch? It's like a very difficult thing you are asking. It's like when Elijah asked Elijah for a double portion of the anointing, and he said that you have asked for a difficult thing. That is how it feels. Hallelujah. But that is snakes. And if you are going to learn from snakes and do well, it means that we will have to also be content with very little. Are you being? If you are wise as a serpent, you don't need to have an air-conditioned house, a special car, a special house, a special office, and all those things in order to work for the Lord. Sometimes when people have to do things for the, you have to work for the Lord in the church. You want this, you want that. The things that you ask for with the oil company, you want those things to be provided for you before you work for the Lord. Many people are not able to come full time. Many people are not able to work for the Lord because of the kind of expectation they have. A lot of expectation. If I'm going to work for the church, then you got to give me this. If I'm going to work for the church, you got to do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. That kind of thing. It doesn't really help. Now, the other side of contentment is discontentment. The other side of contentment is discontentment. And the spirit of discontentment is actually realized in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 14. The Bible says that, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun. And behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Discontentment. All the things done under the sun is vanity. Can you imagine? There's so many things that people do that they are not content. You build one house, you are not content. You buy a car, you are not content. You want a second car. You have a canter. You have a car. You have a bus. You have a sand truck. Abba! How much money do you want to earn? Do you know that the more the money you earn, the more troubles you give yourself? Are you aware of that? The more money you earn, the more troubles you call for yourself. Oh, because when you have a lot of money, your taste even changes. Do you know that? Your taste even changes. When you have a lot of money, you don't buy a shoe that is $5,000. Because you say, this nonsense must stop. What are you really there for? I got all this money. I should buy a shoe of 5,000. No, people with money. You see, I saw one basketball, an ex-basketball player in America. I saw a video of his, I think it was some, I've forgotten the time, whether it was a special Ford, that he ordered from the factory. Charlie! He went, I don't know where he went, but he went to some community to do something. Come and see fans. Come and see people who gathered to look at his vehicle. And somebody videoed this vehicle. It's a pickup. It's a double cabin American pickup. I think it's a Ford something. And they put it on YouTube. Hey! The thing is, I think it's matte black. And it's so high. And the alloy wheels. Oh, it's huge. I think it's about 28 or 30 inches. It's hair. I mean, and you see the car, and the guy is big, he's tall, one of the famous ex-basketball players. And this is like custom made. If you look at the thing, I've never seen a pickup like that before.
Because when you have a lot of money, you just don't buy these regular pickups.
You buy a Tacoma or you buy a Ford 150.
No. Regular one.
Not the original tires and original wheels.
No.
When you have money, you buy the car and then you actually buy the car two times. You buy the car and then you change it up to the extent that the money you use to change it up is equal to buy another car.
But if you don't have money, you buy the car, the rims is not alloy rims. It's wheel cap. You know wheel cap? The one that comes off.
When you drive for a while, it can even fall down on the road, you don't even see. Then you have to find a zip lock, a zip tie. You put it and put a zip tie and then so that it doesn't fall on the road when you are driving. Chale! But the most important thing is that you have something that moves you from A to B. Is that not what it is? The works that are done under the sun are the works of the world. They all yield vanities and vexation of spirit, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 14. The word vexation is a Hebrew word, root, that's R-E-U-T, which means grasping, longing, and striving. Can't you see that our lives are filled with searchings, graspings, strivings for things we will never attain? Somebody many years ago spoke about somebody with about what 12-bedroom house. Now, if you have a 12-bedroom house and you have only two children, husband, wife, two children with a 12-bedroom house, Charlie, this nonsense must stop. then you have to adopt people because it's not fair. It's not nice that you live in a 12-bedroom house. What is going to happen to the rooms? One for you, one for your wife, one for your son, one for your daughter. Then what happens? 8 rooms left. Okay, so one for office for you as a man. One for office for your wife. That's 6. One is a TV room. One is a library. I mean, look at some people don't have even a place to live, and you have a whole room for a library, a whole room for TV. That's a TV room. You only go there to watch TV. And these days, people don't watch TV that much. People do things on their tablets, on their phones. So you realize that it becomes almost null and void. Vexation. Discontentment is what is in this world. But if we are to learn from the snake like Jesus advised us to, you realize that the snake doesn't need so much to survive, doesn't need so much, needs little. That's why many people move from the village and they come to the city. It is called rural urban migration. Because they are not content with what they have in the village. Nice little wooden house, no washing machine, no microwave, even the fridge, some small fridge, and all of that. But it's water. You get water to drink. You get cokes to drink. You get all these things. At least it cools. Or you make ice. Or you buy ice from a gas station. People live very simple lives, you know. One day I was driving to the quarantine. And then when I got to a part of the quarantine, I think Babies, actually, I saw some houses on the roadside, you know, and the house were wooden houses, very small and simple. And I asked myself, what are we really reliving our lives about? What are we doing? Look at how somebody can live here, very far away from town, with a small house. I'm sure they don't have a fridge. I'm sure they don't even have water. I mean, rain water or something. Something very basic, something very simple. And they are happy. Do you see how when you build a big house, the next thing you do is that you have to build a big fence, even get a security guard and put grill and put security cameras and get a big dog. And then you can't even sleep on top of that. Oh, Jesus. So you see the house is big. It's in a fancy neighborhood. It has big gates.
He even has a security. You have cameras. You have a big dog. You have a gun. And you can't sleep. Isn't it fantastic?
It's very fantastic. Very fantastic. And you see that people are not content. Sometimes if you look at your the grills, your security cameras, the money you pay the security company to watch over you when you are sleeping, that money can take care of somebody's life. Somebody needs that money to survive in this life. Somebody needs that money to do well in this life. Somebody's school fees need to be paid. Sometimes I have encountered people who don't even have money to register for their subjects at CXE. And then you have a lot of money to pay a security guard who sleeps. When you are sleeping, they are also sleeping. Yeah, most people who we think care for us don't care for us. Most people who think will feed us will not feed us. Most people who you think will watch over you when you are sleeping will not watch over you. It's all things that it amounts to almost nothing. Hallelujah. So you should be careful not to multiply things. Be content, my brother. Be content, my sister. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. The Apostle Paul is a good example of somebody who was content. Solomon did all kinds of things, and he said, you know what? What is the use of all this? Solomon had 1,000 women, 700 wives, and 300 girlfriends. And still he said, what is this? Can you imagine? 1,000 women you have. Can you imagine the house you have to build? The food you have to provide? The school fees you have to pay? What are you really there for? If we learn the wisdom of the snake, we'll be content in life. Father, thank you for speaking to us today. I pray that a spirit of contentment will fill our hearts, even as we've heard from you today, in Jesus' name. Amen. You are not saved. You are not born again. And say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer after me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus lived and died. He rose again on the third day. And I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you if you pray that prayer. Call us on 614-7909. 614-7909 or 691-5301. 691-5301 as well. We'll pray with you again and we'll lead you to Jesus Christ. Now, if you pray that prayer and you live on the West Bank, it's very, very important to call that number because you have the chance of meeting me physically, you know, so that I can speak with you, I can help you, I can guide you. And I have a gift for you. If you're able to come and see me, I have a gift that will help you in your Christian life. Okay? All right, so it's time to give an offering. Give an offering. 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. Many people want to be blessed, but they don't want to give. Jesus said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, that there's more blessing in giving than in receiving. So give 5,000, 10,000, 25,000. MMG number 614-7909. 614-7909. Father, bless everyone who is giving. I pray, especially for today's offering, that it will go a long way to cancel people's debts. People who are in debt, as they give today, let the debts be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody said, amen. So God bless you. Until next week, have a blessed day.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call 592-691-5301 or 592-628-2227 or email us on notanoviceservice@gmail.com. God richly bless your day.